My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. I just want to share a few thoughts on a touching phrase in the Gospel this morning. We read, when Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. The beautiful phrase I want to zero in on is, his heart was moved with pity. Last week I was visiting my parents on Friday, and I stopped to visit with their neighbor who was enjoying the warm weather to trim his trees. He shared his concern about immigrants and mass deportations. He said these migrants are not here to do anything criminal, but only feed their families and work hard. And I thought I saw tears welling up in his eyes when he shared, "My heart breaks for them." Ron attends the Methodist church, and he said he could tell his pastor was struggling the previous Sunday in his sermon to be more vocal in support of immigrants because he feared pushback from some of his congregation. And I thought, whew, good thing I don't worry about that here in the Catholic Church. But Ron's heart beat with the same rhythm as Jesus' heart, because both hearts were moved with pity for the vast crowd. But I believe this snapshot of our Savior's heart is his basic disposition toward humanity at all times. What do I mean? Well, ever since Adam and Eve first disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, Jesus' heart began to feel pity for humanity. At that moment onward, we became spiritually like sheep without a shepherd, because we wandered away from the shepherd, God. Then throughout the Old Testament, and even after he comes in the New Testament, Jesus' heart is moved with pity for us. Why? Because even though he has come to be our good shepherd, we prefer to be the lost sheep, wandering away and living sinfully, like sheep without a shepherd. And so too, even throughout the 2,000-year history of the church, while the saints stay close to the shepherd, like Ron, the vast majority of Christians prefer to be like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus' heart is moved with pity. By the way, if we kept reading in Mark chapter 6. The next episode is Jesus feeding the vast crowd with the miraculous multiplication of loaves. That is a clear reference to the Eucharist, when Jesus will feed not 5,000, but all humanity. And what is the Eucharist but Jesus giving us a taste of his own heart? You see, Jesus wants our hearts to beat in rhythm with his heart, like my parents' neighbor Ron's heart does. This coming Lent, I want to offer you an opportunity to get your heart to beat more in rhythm and be in sync with our Savior's heart. I will share 5 presentations on Pope St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body on Monday evenings at 6 p.m. The Pope Saint's teaching is vast and deep and rich, and we will hardly do it justice in 5 presentations. People are spending their entire lifetime studying it, so it will be well worth our efforts. The Theology of the Body was originally a book of 532 pages the Pope wrote while he was still the Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow in Poland. And I believe he is trying to update and modernize the language of faith so it makes more sense to our modern minds and is more compelling and moving to our modern hearts. But at the heart of the Pope's teaching is the human heart. First, explaining why our hearts are out of sync with Jesus' sacred heart. And then second, showing us how to get our hearts back in sync with his heart. Basically, John Paul wants to give us a heart ablation and cure our irregular heartbeat that we suffer from because of sin, and help our hearts to beat more like Jesus' heart. The Theology of the Body is a spiritual heart ablation. It will hurt, but then it will heal. Talking with my parents' neighbor, Ron, last week, I saw a poignant example of a man whose heart beats in sync with Jesus' sacred heart. If you are suffering from an irregular heartbeat, like most of us are, come and learn to love with the Theology of the Body. Then our hearts too will more often be moved with pity when we behold the vast crowd, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. Praise to be Jesus Christ.